It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 5 June 2020. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas writes an op-ed in the New York Times on 3 June. The head, not his, the New York Times, quote, "Tom Cotton, send in the troops. The nation must restore order. The military stands ready," unquote. On 3 June, David Anderson from Chicago writes a letter objecting. "I strongly disagree with Mr. Cotton's suggestion to use U.S. troops to suppress the protests occurring throughout the country. I disagree even more strongly with the New York Times giving Mr. Cotton a platform to express his views." Et voila. The Guardian, 4 June. Quote, "New York Times under fire over op-ed urging Trump to send in the troops. Decision to run opinion piece from Republican Senator Tom Cotton sparks criticism from staff who say it puts people in danger. The New York Times' decision to run an op-ed from the Republican Senator Tom Cotton titled Send in the Troops is drawing widespread criticism, including from Times staff." In case anyone is curious how press outrage is fomented. Our recommendation? Read the whole thing before weighing in with your humble opinion. Oh, and speaking of in other news, that would be apart from coronavirus and the legitimate peaceful protests, also known as mostly peaceful protests, except for the looting, rioting, and rampaging. Also from The Guardian, pay close attention to the quote from the World Wildlife Fund in the last line, quote, "Vladimir Putin has ordered a state of emergency after 20,000 tons of diesel fuel spilled into a river inside the Arctic Circle. The spill occurred when a fuel reservoir at a power plant collapsed on Friday. The plant is operated by a division of Nornickel, whose factories in the area have made the city one of the most heavily polluted places on Earth." Alexei Kniznikov of the World Wildlife Fund said the environmental group was the one who alerted cleanup specialists after confirming the accident through its sources. Quote, "These are huge volumes." Quote, "It was difficult for them to cover it up." Unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.